This is my homily. Trinity Sunday, June 12, 2022. When one is three. Consider three streams named thought, word, and deed. These three streams are all made of the same thing, water. These three streams converge into a river named God. Here we have an analogy, a comparison, a metaphor, not a definition of the Trinity. This doctrine must be divine, because no reasonable human being would invent it. God, to show his sense of humor, gives us reason, logic, and the Trinity. Getting back to my analogy, consider that the three streams, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, empty into the one river, God, then separate back into three streams and return again to the one river. This reflects the ongoing dynamic going on within the Trinity itself. The Father reflects upon himself. This reflection is perfect. It is a person. It is the Son, or the Self of the Father. The Father loves the Son perfectly. The Son loves the Father perfectly. That perfect love is the Holy Spirit. Paul wrote, "Because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Romans chapter 5. Jesus spoke about the Holy Spirit at the Last Supper. "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." John chapter 16, verse 12 to 15. Jesus, the Son of God, is the truth, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Son of God only spoke the words that the Father gave him to speak. Likewise, the Holy Spirit only reveals the truth that the Son of God gives him to reveal. Isn't it fascinating that each person is God, yet within the Trinity itself, there is obedience and deference of each person to the other? God himself is humble. Wow. One other thing to keep in mind as our minds wrestle with one is three, and three is one. God exists on his own and completely within himself. God is not bound by human logic and reason, by our space, our time, our dimensions. But God, in his mercy, gives us faith to aid our reason. He has revealed himself as Trinity. There is only one God, and we are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.